All right, I heard the knock. I'm coming. Don't get your knickers in a twist.
If you're here to accuse me of tomfoolery again, I'll have you know that was not me. That was simply my evil twin. Oh, well, you certainly aren't who I thought you were. Are you lost, love? Or could it be that you're looking for me? Oh, I see. Answering my posting for my assistant search, are we? Shame that. I'm afraid you've just missed the cutoff. Interviewed all the prospective candidates this afternoon. Yes, unfortunately, it was a bit of a dud, as expected of a dreary town like this. No offense. I suppose I'm forced to try my luck in the next town over. Woe is the life of a travelling magician with an airy moment to rest and recuperate. And why should I still give you a chance when you couldn't even make it here within the specified hours? How exactly does that speak of a good work ethic, Well, yes, I suppose I did only put up the advertisement this morning. A bit of a rush call, to be sure, but I'm not here for long, and I'm not made of time, thank you very much. Besides, love, you're pretty in a charmingly quaint sort of way, but you look rather, boring for this position. I do mean this in the nicest way possible when I say I don't think you'd be able to handle it. Oh, you've got some fire to you. Wouldn't have expected that from first glance. Fine. You say you can prove me wrong. I have to admit, I do like a challenge. All right, come in then. I'll give you a chance and see how you fare. Don't say I didn't warn you when you scurry back to your abode with your tail between your legs. Right, I know it's not the most official place for a business-related venture, but it suits its purpose, especially as I'm not here for much longer. Go on, take a seat. Now then, let's get right to it, shall we? Standard boring question number one. Why have you answered the call to be my assistant? Ah yes, you saw one of my shows, thought it was fascinating, wanted to work with me, thought I was stunningly beautiful, blah 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 blah. So does everyone, love. I've heard all the empty statements, but surely there's a real answer underneath all that. Don't try to give me nonsense, otherwise I won't waste my time on you further. So, you want adventure. You want the opposite of monotony, to feel alive for once in your life, Well, look at you, surprise after surprise. You got such a fervent look in your eyes while you were speaking, did you know? Gave me a bit of a thrill, actually. You come here looking so hesitant and demure, but deep down you're awfully passionate, aren't you? I wonder. Anywho, the job is deceptively simple. Obviously, you'll be assisting me in every show. This requires attention to detail, a lack of stage fright, the ability to follow instructions to the letter, and, most importantly, the understanding that you will keep mum regarding any secrets of the trade you become privy to. If you so much as think about stealing or selling my set, I will find out and I won't be forgiving, understand? Travelling with me entails a lot of freedom, as I am not a stickler in regards to most things, but I will absolutely not budge on these requirements. So, standard tedious question number two. What makes you think that you, out of everyone else I've spoken to, are the best fit for this? You don't know. I appreciate the honesty, but I can't say that inspires much confidence. But you insist you're a quick study and willing to do whatever it takes to prove your worth. Oh, I believe you mean it. I do, really. It's just that, there is one other part to this job description, I'm afraid, and this is typically the deal-breaker for the girls I speak to, even if they initially act like it isn't. You see, because of the nature of what I do, I don't stay in one place for long. Often, I spend most of my time travelling. Oh, it was easier when I was part of a troupe, but such is life. I won't bore you with the details of that. It was a long time ago, and honestly, I don't care to think about it anymore. Oh, I'm getting off track, aren't I? The point I'm trying to make is that I have very particular needs and cravings. Yes, cravings. What of it? No. I'm not pregnant. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. Okay, that's not what I meant when I said cravings. You are reading too deeply into this. All right, then. Plain terms, no more beating around the bush. I'm talking cravings of a carnal nature. Yes, exactly. Not what you expected to hear, is it? My libido has always been unusually high, which can be a double-edged sword in my line of work. If I told you I'd made a deal with a demon to have magic powers, but the downside was that I was cursed to have a sex drive that would literally kill me if I didn't get it on with someone every week, would you believe me? Oh, I'm just messing with you. Don't look so gobsmacked. Anyway, my assistant typically doubles as my partner in magic and in bed. Two birds, one stone and all that. You said you're willing to do anything, hmm? And what of this? There is no shame, if not. Think it over. Don't answer right off. Okay, Igor. You say yes, but it is another thing entirely once you see what I'm looking for. I used to give my girls the benefit of the doubt and trust that they could handle employment under me, emphasis on under me, but it turns out that most of them could talk the talk, but not, well, you know. So, nowadays, I ask that we give the spicier side of this arrangement a test run up front during the interview process, just to make sure you are prepared for what you're signing up for. And I do ask that we perform this trial immediately, love, considering I'm leaving in the morning. Very little time to dawdle on this, I know, so sad. Most of the women I speak to typically decline at this point. And if they do go through with it, I'm a little too out there for them, can you believe? My last assistant was with me for years, and she loved everything I did. Oh, she was perfect. You probably saw her last time I was here if you went to my show. Told me I had magical fingers. She said that joke so many times it stopped being funny, but I let it slide because I'm a great person and she was a great lay. But then she had to go and quit because she, quote-unquote, had to tend to her dying mother. She had told me she was an orphan, the trollop. Back to what I was saying. If this is all a no-go for you, then I suppose ta-ta and good luck to you. Doors right where you left it. But if you would like to try this out for size and attain the means to leave this sad little village, to essentially find who you were always meant to be, then speak now or forever hold your peace. Perfect. Don't worry. If at any point you decide this isn't for you, say presto and we can stop. Presto. We copacetic on that? Good. Right then. Let's not waste any further time. I'm going to need you to take off those homely clothes for me, lay your pretty self on the bed, and be very, very still. So obedient already. Starting off strong, showing you can follow directions. Now keep in mind that this is still part of the interview process. I am under no obligations to take you on if I find we don't mesh well together. But if that happens, hey, you got to sleep with a celebrity at least. How many women can say that? A lot of women, actually. I have slept with a lot of women. Still, free bragging rights. Now I'm going to tie this cloth over your eyes. Don't think too hard about it. Can't very well have you witnessing all the secrets to my magic tricks now, can I? Oh, the blindfold will enhance the experience for you. Trust me. Demardius? I didn't say anything. You're hearing things, love. Where did the ropes come from, and how did I tie them around your wrists and ankles so quickly and efficiently? So many questions. A good assistant does not ask a magician to reveal her secrets. All you need to know, love, is that I like my women helpless and at my mercy. Besides, this is good practice for shows, actually. You'll need to get used to being restrained while I spiff you around the room to the delight of the audience. So, any second thoughts yet, love? No? Very well, then. Oh, I'm going to fuck you like you've never been fucked before. You're so fucking pretty, whimpering while I lick and nip your neck. Arching up into my touch while I rub your sweet cunt. Held back by the ropes gently digging into your skin. Oh, you're absolutely soaked already. My fingers slide right through your folds. This turned on and I've barely begun. What a naughty little village girl you are. By the end of this, you're going to be my new cute little slut, aren't you? Say yes, mistress. Good girl. As a reward, I'm going to stuff your fucking holes. Do you feel the texture of what I'm sliding against your mouth? Go on, lick it. Get your saliva on it. Yes. They're beads, and they're going right up your tight arse. Never experienced that before. Oh, you're in for a treat. Relax, I'm going to lube you up so it doesn't hurt you. Oh, such a pretty little asshole. If I hire you on, you can rest assured my tongue will become very acquainted with it. But for now, you're going to feel a slight pressure while the beads are inserted. Don't clench, just breathe. There you go. Oh, yes. Look at them disappearing inside you. The hottest magic trick I've ever produced. Your whines and whimpers are so fucking sexy, you know? Oh, gods, I just want to rot you all night. Speaking of which, do you feel what's prodding against your wet pussy lips now? The firmness, the girth. Say hello to my favorite strap-on. It'll make you feel wonderful, and me as well. I bought this from a merchant years ago. It has special properties to it. Lets the user feel everything, like it's a real cock. Sounds like magic. Of course it's not magic. As we all know, only demons have magic, silly. It's, science, or something like that. I don't know, it works, and that's all I care about. Yes, it's awfully large, isn't it? Don't worry, I believe in you. You've surprisingly done so well thus far. I'm going to push it inside you now. Fuck, you're so fucking tight. That feels amazing. Oh, it's stretching out your little cunny, yeah? You like how full you feel. Oh, you are a slut. Let's make this a little more fun, shall we? Vibrati. Your squeal of surprise was adorable, love. Weren't expecting the cock and the beads to start vibrating inside you. Yet another exciting trick up my sleeve. Don't worry, there's more where that comes from. Now get ready. I'm going to use your cunt until I'm satisfied. Oh, yes. Fuck, that's it. You're squeezing down my cock like crazy. The vibrations are driving you wild. Oh, God, you're like an animal. The way you're howling and writhing. Oh, it's making me so fucking wet. How you've gone from demure to feral with pleasure. Fuck, that's it. Oh, you're taking it so well for me, dirty girl. I'm not going to hold back. Oh, yeah, fuck, you're such a good slut. Moaning like a common whore. With both your holes filled. With me humping you with reckless abandon. Oh, fuck. Oh, good girl. Oh, good girl. That's a good girl. Oh, take me all the way in. Oh, yes. Oh, you remember the electricity trick from my show? Oh, yes, you felt that. That little quick sting of electricity on your sensitive nipples. Oh, yes, you like that, don't you, slut? Oh, you want to feel it on your clit. Oh, what a naughty masochist you are. Oh, fuck yes. You like that little jolt of electricity on your swollen clit here. Fuck. Oh, keep screaming my name. Oh, God, I'm going to come. Take it, take it, take it. Gods. That was satisfying. You all right there, love? You seem a bit dazed. You came quite violently. We both did. You know, you have really exceeded all expectations. Who would have thought some woman from a village in the middle of nowhere would be such a freak in the sheets? Actually, thinking on it like that, perhaps it was to be expected. Well, regardless, I say you passed with flying colours. The job is yours if you want it, and I would be pleased to have you as my assistant for the foreseeable future. Hello? Did you actually pass out? Oh, really? How rude. I haven't even pulled out, or untied you for that matter. Oh, well, it is fairly late. I suppose we can talk business in the morning. Congratulations, sweet girl.